Bass Reef.
What's up, everybody? Deep V, we are back. I don't know what that is, but we're here. Fringe Audio, Paul's in the building. Mike's here.
I'm always here.
And Ski Ray is here.
Mm-hmm.
Most importantly,
I'm here.
Yeah. All right, well, this is another episode, so that means, what are we drinking today?
El Jefe.
El Jefe.
Ratata.
Jefe. Simon. Tell me more about this El Jefe beer, because you're the beer guy.
It's a good beer. I mean, I don't know much about it, but it's a good beer.
That was the worst review I could ever have imagined.
Hey, it tastes good on my lips.
Tell me about El Jefe. It's good.
It's beer. It's yeasty.
It's beer. You have to be 21 to purchase it, is the thing with it.
Not in Mexico, baby.
Right. So basically, is it a Mexican beer?
I think they want to make it a Mexican beer, but the people who make it is Widmer Brothers. So I think it's like a Polish beer.
Like, because I could take this as maybe you're a racist by pronouncing it as Jefe. Maybe it's Hefe.
Hefe?
Yeah.
It could be that,
it
I
could
guess.
Be Hefe.
Yeah, it could be Hefe.
We're drinking Hefe beer.
Hefe beer. It's El Hefe. Right.
No, it's a Mexican beer. So being that it's called El Jefe, it's basically the fucking beer of Machete.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you want to star in a Quentin Tarantino movie, you drink El Jefe.
Machete.
Yeah. Machete is so awesome.
He is.
You like him?
I do.
I saw him get hung one time,
mm-hmm.
and as he was being hung,
right,
he stared at the guy that hung him, and he was like, this noose is itching my neck so bad. wait till I'm done hanging, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
After I die, I'm gonna kill you. Right. So hard.
They kind of go over the top with it sometimes.
I do. That's what Tarantino is, though.
Like, that's the point, though,
yeah.
Right? I get it.
Because yeah.
One time he got shot in the forehead,
right,
with a bullet.
Right.
And he was like, ouchie.
That is true.
It was at that point I thought, this is a good movie.
This is a good movie. I don't really have to pay attention to watch this movie.
Right.
I like this movie.
This is great. Yeah. Excuse me, Royce, but I'm not hearing any music. Could you go ahead and do us the honors? So what went on this past week? Anything worth noting?
Not really. I mean,
I didn't do too much.
I didn't do anything. You know, I found a Fitbit today.
A Fitbit.
Yeah.
Go on.
It, you know, it tracks, like, how healthy you are.
Mm. Your sleep and what you eat.
Correct.
Okay.
I found it this morning. In Safeway. On the ground. In somebody's pocket.
Oh, no.
You found it on the ground.
On the ground.
Nice. Yeah. That's what I had going on.
Okay. Well, I didn't do too much myself either. I did, I guess you could say I watched a lot of football.
Yeah.
I'm so glad football's back.
Me too.
You excited?
I can't wait.
Only thing next is basketball.
I can wait.
Yeah. I'm so glad football's back. I can stop watching the QVC channel because that's what men watch when there's no football.
That's right? Yeah, you want to buy stuff.
Right.
Right.
What does your wife watch?
Mainly a lot of Scandal.
Scandal. Okay.
It is a good show, though, to be fair.
A good feminine show.
It is, yeah. It is a good feminine show.
Right.
But it is good.
Good and feminine.
It's pretty feminine.
Right.
We sync periods.
Yeah. I'm going to stick to the football.
You're right.
Watch
you're
football
right.
All weekend. You know the only thing that's better than watching football all weekend long?
What?
Having sex while watching football all weekend
long. That would,
long.
Yeah. You know, I feel like that's like too many things, though.
Right.
I can't do both at the same time.
Too much.
Yeah.
Too difficult.
I had sex right before I came here.
Really?
It's a true story.
Were you watching football, though?
I wasn't. I was watching NFL replay.
Okay.
Did
okay.
Dexter talk right before you came
That's
here?
When I started having sex. I was like,
That's what put you in the mood.
Paul texted me.
Nice. You know what else went on this week?
What?
I took a shower.
Did you?
That's worth noting, because as I mentioned during this whole unemployed thing, my hygiene isn't exactly...
up to par?
Yeah, it's not priority.
You know what that means?
Well,
it's at Tiger's level.
Tiger Woods?
Yeah, because it's over par.
You get it? Yeah, I see what you did there.
Hey-o!
Okay.
My Shabadinga. You're welcome.
I almost lost myself while I wasn't working.
What do you mean?
Well, like, you know, kind of how, like, you know, when an undercover cop is undercover for so long.
Too long.
Right. They kind of, like, lose themselves in their character and they start to believe that whatever it is that they're undercover, that's them.
I gotcha.
That's what happened to
me. I've seen a lot of movies. I know what you're talking about.
Right. Being unemployed, I definitely lost myself. I started to smoke bigarettes.
Okay.
Cigarettes.
Okay.
I also put bunny ear antennas on my TV.
And?
Not for a signal, but just to kind of make my house look more unemployed.
Right. You're like, this is aesthetically pleasing. I like this.
I also ate some bologna.
That's disgusting. Right.
Bologna.
No, Jesus Christ, Paul.
Liverwurst, bologna, all that shit.
Are you kidding me, Paul?
That's so white.
The only time you eat fucking bologna is when you're either at your black grandma's house.
Okay.
And that's when you're 9 years old.
Right. I was going to say you have to be at least 8.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Or either jail is acceptable as well.
Do they serve bologna there?
That's what they feed you.
If you're lucky, you get bologna.
You've been to jail?
Bologna.
No.
How do you know this?
If you're lucky, trust me, I know.
Something that we typically do that we didn't get too much into this week, I guess just work and being tired this week.
Right.
Not too much partying went on.
No.
Not at all.
Yeah.
We typically do something immature partying-wise.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, beer pong.
Right.
Pool.
Mm-hmm.
Cornhole.
Correct.
Or bags. I prefer the name bags myself.
Right. Or just drinking until we die.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, in reference to cornhole or bags, what do you go with?
Cornhole.
You like cornhole?
I do.
I like bags.
Why?
Cornhole to me sounds like, I don't know, the name of Ellen DeGeneres' strap-on.
Meet the cornhole, baby. Yeah.
She has extremely loose-fitting slacks, am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, can we agree that she has a manly bulge going on down there?
Right. She has a bigger penis than I do.
She probably has testicular cancer.
Absolutely. Can women get that?
Or jock it.
I don't think so.
I feel like you're being very subjective to think that she doesn't have a dick.
I'm so not sexist. That's why I thought that.
Well, then she has jock itch.
There you go. From her jock chat.
Speaking of jock itch
and
testicular cancer, when is the last time you got tested?
For testicular cancer?
AIDS, STDs, that whole thing.
It's been a while.
Been a while?
Yeah. All well, right. like Nicole got tested, and she was clean. And I'm in the clear.
All right. I got checked recently.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How recent?
Well, I was sitting on the couch, and my dick was itching more than it typically itches.
Okay.
You know, because dicks are supposed to be itchy, right?
Right.
Your dick is itchy?
It's itchy enough.
Okay. No, I'm kidding. I got a scary text message.
Okay.
You know, so you should remember this because I immediately text you, actually, when it happened. Do you remember Black Dusty Foots?
I do remember.
Do you remember how non-attractive she was?
I do.
Okay. So, if not, you've seen the black chip on the syrup bottle, right?
Mrs. Butterworth?
Yeah. I may or may not have slept with Mrs. Butterworth, so... Sexually.
That's a very old black woman.
Right. I was feeling generous.
You were.
I felt like a nigga like me would be good for her self-esteem kind of thing.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I was very, very friendly. All
right.
But what I'm getting at is she texts me.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, I'm going to say it verbatim in order to, like, kind of get the vibe that she gave me when she texted me.
All right.
She texts me, first text.
Okay.
Hey. Second text, after I reply, hi. She says, I haven't been texting you because I'm nervous to tell you something.
Uh-oh.
Right.
This is starting off solid.
So, yeah. Right, exactly. So at this point, I'm sweating bullets because the only two things she can tell me after she says, I've been afraid to tell you something, is she either has AIDS.
Right.
Or she's pregnant.
Right. Or she found your credit card and she's been using it for a while.
Right. I'm praying she says she has AIDS because that's way more manageable than an ugly baby with her. So then she hits me with it.
Mm-hmm.
She says, Skylar, I'm pregnant. And I said, oh. So now my heart just completely sunk to the bottom of my stomach, right?
Right.
Right, because I put a lot of faith in latex that night.
Right.
So much faith, and was completely let down by the Trojan man.
Right.
So, yeah. Trust issues, am I right?
Yeah.
So then I start to think, well, maybe it's someone else's, right?
Right.
Because that's the first rational thought when an ugly person tells you she's pregnant. Mm-hmm. Is it someone else's?
Not mine. Not touching that. Prove it.
Especially when the chick looks like the Chiquita lady from the banana stickers.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like she's attractive.
So, she was attractive.
Right.
Not so much now.
Right. Well, she's a sticker, so.
Well,
right.
But the
woman. I gotcha.
Right. She's a cute baby, ugly adult.
I gotcha. There we go.
Yeah,
that sounded a little rapey.
She was Raven Simone.
All right, she's a lesbian.
I know, an ugly lesbian.
Yeah. She's a lesbian.
She came out with it.
It's a thing.
Yeah,
it's a thing.
Yeah, Raven Simone. It's a thing. That's so Raven.
Absolutely. So here's what happens.
All right.
So I ask her. So this is kind of like my way to get information out of her without sounding like a jackass.
Right.
So I say, so
do you have AIDS?
Are you and the father gonna work it out? That's subtle, right?
Right.
You know, treading softly.
Yeah.
And then, so then she says, no. I told him the other day, and he doesn't want anything to do with me. So I was like, ugh.
Why the fuck did she text you like that?
Right. Thank you, little
stupid
baby Jesus.
Bitch.
You know what I mean? After my euphoric feeling of happiness, that I'm like, I start to think just like you were just saying, like, wait a minute, if it's not mine, then why the fuck would you text me some shit like that in that sequence?
Stupid bitch.
So I ask her, like, why were you afraid to talk to me? And so she says, I thought that you wouldn't want to talk to me anymore because I was pregnant. And I was like,
That's not
okay.
The reason.
She thought we were talking. You know what I mean? I said, no, silly goose. We were just fucking.
You are so ugly.
And we can still do that because for sure we can still do that because the safest sex that I can think of is pregnant sex, right?
Right.
They say the safest sex is no sex.
Mm-hmm.
I beg to differ.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure a pregnant woman can't get more pregnant.
I've heard that it happened a few times.
Tomato, tomato.
I've heard it both ways.
Agree to disagree. I'm fucking kidding. I'm kidding. All that shit was a joke. I wouldn't have sex with a pregnant chick.
Yes, you would.
On air. Maybe in my college days, though.
Okay.
I was crazy nutso in college.
Were you?
Do you?
No,
you?
I was not.
Because you were with a girl.
Right.
Gross.
Wait, the girl part or the, like...
Just the fact that you were...
I'm worried that you said I was with a girl and you said gross.
No, I just mean like the actual fact that you were in a relationship.
I was...
In college.
Okay. Yeah.
You can get to like have fun and like be irresponsible.
Correct.
And, like, go streaking, like Frank the Tank.
Right.
You didn't do any of that.
I did not, no.
You did lots of Skyping.
No Skype around.
Lots of love letters.
Yeah. And I kissed everyone.
Right.
Right.
So I want to say that as crazy as I was in college, I'm pretty positive this is the way it derived. Sexually transmitted diseases came from college.
I would imagine that 90% of them do, yeah.
True, right?
Yeah.
All of them.
Right.
And especially, seemingly, they came from ASU.
Right.
Did you hear I didn't make this shit up.
Yep.
You can look this up on Google.
Okay.
You can ask Jeeves. Yahoo.
Right.
Dex knows.
Is Jeeves around still?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Maybe.
Old people, am I right?
Sounded cool, though. You can Bing it. Yeah.
Nobody bings it. You fucking Google it.
You
all
Google
right.
it. Yeah. Everybody Googles.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But the actual statistic came out that 1 in 3 people that go to ASU
right.
have herpes.
I heard that.
You heard that too?
I did hear that.
1 in 3, that's like, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? Hi, I have herpes.
One of us in this room.
Right,
right.
I actually thought it was 40%.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was a little higher.
Well, 1 in 3 people that have herpes, that's like, ayo! Watch out! Because like, I went to U of A.
Right.
The Arizona Wildcats.
You did.
And like a saying that they would say during the rivalry,
right.
ASU would say, I eat my pussy with a fork.
They said that?
That's what they say. They think it's like funny to say that they eat pussy Wildcats. They say they eat their pussy with a fork.
With a fork.
And with these 1 out of 3 numbers that I've just recently found.
Right.
You know, coming out, I say I don't doubt, you know what I mean, that you eat your pussy with a fork. If that's your thing, chopsticks, forks.
That just sounds stupid.
What the fuck ever. But I do question, however, you eating pussy because... You have herpes, so is your fork dirty?
Can I get a new fork, please? Grab the other IKEA fork for me. I'm not eating that.
Yeah, yeah. Good times in college.
Yeah.
Good sexual times. Especially in the dorms.
You okay?
Do you remember the dorms?
I do.
I loved the dorms. They were incredible.
Why?
Do you remember your first night in the dorms? Like, I was just so fucking excited because I thought it was cool that I was living on my own.
Let me say my first night with dorm. I went from a king size bed to a twin size bed.
Right.
I hated every second of it.
Well, my only goal was that I get laid in my twin size bed because you know what I mean. I wanted a girl to come uncomfortably lay with me in this child size bed and spoon like two left shoes in a shoebox.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, why do they even give you a twin size bed in college? Like,
it's so stupid.
You're trying to establish yourself as an adult, and they put you in bunk beds.
just crawl over the railing. And don't worry about it. You're not going to fall out of the bed. I guarantee it, because it's called a crib.
You can build a fort.
There's so many things you can do with it.
So much room for activities.
I don't know why we didn't do this sooner.
Right. How much cereal did you eat in college?
Not a lot of cereal.
No?
I'm not a cereal guy.
Oh, my gosh. I ate so many fucking Fruit Loops to this day. To this day, I could probably still shit a different color for every day of the week.
You know what's better than the Fruit Loops?
What?
Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles are good.
They're amazing.
Captain Crunch, Fruity Pebbles. Mm-hmm.
Captain Crunch just slices my mouth open.
Tricks. It does. I like the pain.
Right.
Because I continuously eat it.
Masochistic a little bit, yeah.
Right. I also ate lots of pizza. So much fucking pizza.
You know what I had a lot of?
What?
Top ramen.
Yeah, I did have a lot of top ramen too. I went to actually, and if you went to school in the South, you know what you ate?
What?
Lots of grits. By the bowl.
Give me a big bowl of grits.
With Oprah. Baby, let me get two bowls of grits.
Wait, did you say Oprah or Okra?
With Oprah.
Oh, Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah eats grits.
Oh,
that's okay. A grits-eating motherfucker if I've ever seen one.
Nice. I thought you were talking about okra.
She eats it with butter and salt. That's how real niggas do it.
Okay.
Like, when I'm forced to eat it, I'm putting sugar in mine. No, she's official. Salt and butter, please.
Okay.
What about Velveeta shells and cheese?
Velveeta? How rich are you?
That's just macaroni and cheese.
How rich am I? Velveeta shells and cheese is like $2 at the corner store.
Whatever. $2? Wait, where did you go to school?
Right.
Is it called a bodega?
New York?
No, Chicago.
Bodega. He's so Puerto Rican.
I feel like that's,
Goya beans over here. Yeah. I ate all that shit because I just didn't really want to cook. Like,
okay.
You know, I suppose I could have cooked if I wanted to.
Sure.
It never seemed like a good idea. Like, you know, when I have this perfectly good box of cereal with a tiny toy at the bottom.
You want to get that toy.
For sure.
Yeah.
I've never eaten mashed potatoes and I found a toy at the bottom. Have you?
No.
So why am I going to eat these mashed potatoes?
Right.
I want the toy.
You want the toy. Right. What'd you do with the toy after you played the toy for 5 seconds?
Though? Oh, man. I put it on the ground with the rest of the toys that I put for 5 seconds.
A big fucking pile of toys.
Can you cook that?
No.
You can't cook?
No, I can't cook.
Oh, man. I can absolutely cook. But that's because you've been with your girlfriend.
Right. She cooks it for me.
Yeah. Like, that's the one thing that you learn when you get older when you're single.
Right.
You know, when you're single, you learn, you know, where all the free porn sites are. And then you learn to cook.
Okay.
Those are the two survival things that you learn as you're single.
Sure.
Porn and cooking.
I know eggs and the barbecue.
Right. So as far as porn goes, I probably know the deepest, darkest corners of the internet.
You do. You've met the Kraken.
I have.
Certain areas.
I ran into him on a chat line like, hey, what are you doing?
You remember me?
Oh, no.
You know what else?
Do you think, like, the Patriot Act is listening in on your shit because of the stuff you watch?
Fuck the Patriots. Fuck Bill Clinton. Fuck Obama. Fuck everybody. I hope y'all are listening. Michelle Obama, holler at me. No, don't holler at me. I have a girlfriend.
I think.
But holler at me.
He
text message me.
That's the
code name Jake. No, don't do that. I don't cheat. Okay, do it. Don't do it.
For Michelle Obama, baby.
Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama.
You know what else you learned while cooking, though?
What?
You also learned that you can't put aluminum foil in the microwave.
Yeah, I think that's just common sense.
No, it was cool, though, because I had renter's insurance and everything, so no big deal. The Phoenix Fire Department was very responsive, as well as apologetic. They were sorry that all my shit was burnt up.
Is it true?
What?
Is this true? Did you really put aluminum foil in the microwave as an adult man?
Let's just say that it was the most expensive chili cheese coney from Sonic I've ever had in my life. Note to Sonic, Lose the fucking foil around the hot dogs, you assholes. Ruining lives one hot dog at a time.
They need to put like a parental child lock on it, like the pills.
Yeah, whatever. But aside from that, I can cook. You know, I learned. You learn along the way.
Right.
But I still do like a woman that can cook, though.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like women that can cook?
I can.
I think
I do.
I think it's sexy.
I can.
That's
weird. Yeah,
that was weird.
I think it's very sexy.
Yeah.
You know how dudes like when they look at a chick, they're like, "Ooh, damn, look at her ass." Or,
right.
"Oh my god, look at her fucking rack."
Right.
I'm kind of more different.
You're like, "Ooh, look at that guy with his penis."
No, I'm kind of like, "Oh my god, look at all the seasoning she has in her cabinet."
Yeah, there's like six different salts in there.
All right, look at all these frozen meats in her freezer. This
one, she knows how to cook.
This is a woman, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? A woman with a cast iron skillet.
Yep,
is a woman right after my own heart.
Correct. So you want every old Mexican woman making tortillas?
All I'm saying is a woman with a cast iron skillet knows how to take care of a nigger. You know what I'm saying? Or you could just eat fast food. Do you eat fast food?
I do.
You do?
Yeah, once in a while, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it always seems like a good idea until you finish eating it.
Well, I mean, how much do you eat of it?
Well, then your butthole's like, mm-mm, I don't like this.
I don't like any of that.
How does your butthole know? You ever notice that your butthole like kind of has like this radar that goes off when Correct. It's close to a toilet?
Well, like, I mean, like, I don't think it's your butthole that knows. I think it's your brain
no.
telling your butthole.
Butthole.
Your butthole. Mm-mm. Your butthole's got a brain?
Yeah.
So you're saying you have a tail?
It has a mind of its own.
You have an introverted tail.
The closer you get, it's like, you know how like the Jaws music is like, dun dun mm-hmm. the closest.
Right. Close, yep.
That's my butthole. It knows. Right. My butthole is like a horror movie, like I said. Like the fucking the music gets really loud as it gets closer.
Mm-hmm.
My butthole is a poorly directed horror movie. It's my butthole is M. Night Shyamalan.
Shyamalan.
Right. Anything post Sixth Sense is my butthole.
Okay. Right. Yeah, no, nothing's good after Sixth Sense. Right.
Everything after Sixth Sense was terrible.
Yeah.
The what did he have? The Lady in the Water?
No, Stupid. The Village. That was the worst.
The Village.
I was so upset walking out of there.
Oh my god, I'm trying to think of another one.
That was the first movie. The Elevator was good, though.
Oh, Unbreakable.
Unbreakable was before, Stupid. Though. That was good. Unbreakable was amazing. I hated The Village, and I loved...
About the twist.
I loved Unbreakable, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough. You guys are stupid.
Right.
Samuel L. Jackson, Bruce Willis, come on.
Yeah, good cast, shitty movie.
You guys are stupid.
Well, basically what I'm trying to say, though, was like...
Fast and Furious 2 is the best movie.
Right.
All right.
Paul Walker. Fast food to me, though, is like is basically fat chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Fast food is like fat chicks, you get what I'm saying? Like, they look way better in pictures than
right.
in person.
Right, right.
Like,
you're very disappointed when you open the box.
Oh, for sure. Cheeseburgers.
You get what they did there?
The
box.
Right.
Yeah.
Cheeseburgers on commercials like rival artwork.
Right, they're amazing.
Oh, this looks so good.
Big Mac sounds
so good. It does. But you get the Big Mac, though, and you fucking unwrap it, and it looks like something that the privileged would serve to like the homeless on Thanksgiving.
Right, and they're like, what am I supposed to do with this?
Right.
Is this a sponge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never know.
No.
Yeah. What about, do you eat fast food at lunch, or just like, do you make your lunch, or do you have your wife make it, or what?
Oh, I come home, and it's already made.
Really?
Yeah.
What? No, I mean lunch.
Lunch. I come home for lunch.
Oh, you go home for lunch.
Yeah, I went
and she makes 30 it for
seconds
you.
Away. Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
I know.
I will so cheat on you with her.
That's awesome.
Cheat on me.
Uh-huh. Every day.
Every day. Yeah.
I fantasize about a woman that'll just make me a lunch.
Sure.
Like to wake up and get dressed in the morning and then I look in the fridge and see that she has like something like Tupperware'd up and like wrapped up, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's wifey.
It's ready.
Absolutely.
It's ready at 1 o'clock.
I don't think I'm asking for too much.
No.
Make me a sandwich.
Yeah.
And I'm yours forever.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
Right, because that's why I'm taking lunch to work, because if people haven't caught on yet in this episode,
mm-hmm.
I do have a bit of good news.
Are you serious?
No longer unemployed.
Whoa!
Right.
Whoa!
Right, right. Everyone who's not at work listening to this, can we take a shot to this?
Yes.
Toast to me being employed.
Shots.
Cheers.
Mm. That was the Kid Bop version.
El Jefe.
El Jefe.
I like it. It was,
The Boss.
I'll be honest about it, though.
Yeah.
It was a bittersweet kind of moment
mm-hmm.
to have to wake up and,
right.
like, you know, be productive.
Correct.
Bathe. Right. Be responsible.
Right.
It was an uncomfortable first week, you know?
But I can imagine.
I'm adjusting.
Yeah.
A friend of mine at work actually told me a funny story that made coming to work so worth it.
Okay.
I'll tell you.
Right.
I don't think I told you this.
You did not tell me yet.
Okay. Well, we don't work for money. We work for the stories and life lessons that you get from work. Right?
That's that sounds stupid. Right? Yeah. I work for money.
Work for money. Tomato, tomato.
I've heard of both ways.
Agree to disagree. Well, he tells me that his previous job, he worked as a maintenance manager. He was a maintenance man.
Okay.
A maintenance man for an apartment complex.
Okay.
One morning, he's outside, like, I don't know, pressing flashlight buttons and not fixing shit.
You is
know,
that what they do?
Whatever apartment maintenance dudes
on, do. On off. Right, I gotcha.
You like that?
Yeah.
They're not fixing anything.
No.
Not at all. So many work orders.
Yeah.
Right. But he's outside. And this leasing agent, pretty girl, heels, skirt, you know, the whole thing, comes outside to smoke. She does not see my friend, you know, not fixing shit outside.
Right.
And while she's smoking her cigarette, she bust ass. Farted.
She farted?
Fucking pooted.
This is disgusting.
Right? In a skirt.
Jesus Christ.
So nothing.
It's a fast escape.
Right, exactly. She's wearing a skirt, so there's nothing there to muffle the sound. It was so loud.
Yeah.
My friend said he was startled. Like when you're in the house and the door closes really loud out of nowhere, that was her fart. An abrupt door.
God damn it.
I couldn't imagine being there because when a girl farts around me, she immediately looks like Rosie O'Donnell. You know what I
mean? A young Andy Milonakis. You're welcome.
Yeah. Or I'll also go for like a WNBA player.
Ugh.
Because if you aren't ugly and moderately talented at basketball and playing the WNBA, you are not permitted to fart.
Yeah, right. Me likey the Brittany Griner.
Yeah, if you do not have a crossover and wear extremely masculine clothes to overcompensate for your lack of penis, you cannot and better not fart. Do you fart?
No.
Like in public?
Well, no, not in public. Around Nicole, yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
You're a fucking...
You fart because you're...
Right. I'm no! Like, hey, let's cuddle under the covers. And I'm like... Sucker.
Even if I'm like gassy, I just...
What do they call that? Something about a
hot
oven.
Box.
A Dutch oven?
Dutch oven. Hot box. My fart.
My fart in your face.
You're welcome. Yeah.
The gas chamber. Is that a thing?
Oh my God. Yeah, that's a little more.
Well, you know, your go-to voice is the German, so...
No, I hate
it. Scheiße. Is that German? Scheiße.
It sounds German.
Yeah, okay. Scheiße is shit.
Oh.
Piece of my scheiße is eat my shit.
Awesome.
Eat my shit.
Shout out to Seth MacFarlane for that. I just heard that on Family Guy.
Yeah.
I don't fart.
No.
Period.
None.
Not at all. It's disgusting. Let's say that basically you can just say I'm trying to go green.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Don't care about the environment
less
type of thing.
And what is it? What is it? Methadone? What's it? What is it?
It's disgusting. That's what the fuck it is. It's like it's like spitting on someone, but you're spitting on the environment. It's almost like if Captain Planet were around, he would beat the shit out of all of you farters, ruining the ozone.
He would be so mad.
He'd be so mad.
What color is his face?
Blue?
It's green, I think.
Is it green?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
But he'd be so mad his red face would turn orange.
He really cared about the environment.
It would be so mad!
Right. Men like to, it seems like to me, men like to come home after a long day's work and drink beer and
correct.
Fart.
Right.
Is that the thing?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I do.
That's what you do?
I like to save my farts.
You go home. Wait. You save your farts during the day until you go home?
Mm-hmm. Cool. I'm like, I want to be like, hey, you hear that, baby? Did you feel the rumble? The vibration.
But you get drunk as you do it, though.
Absolutely.
So then do you also proceed to yell profanity at your wife and beat her as she runs your bubble bath?
Well, like, I mean...
That's what I imagine.
She likes it a little rough.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So I wouldn't call it, like, beat.
Okay.
But, like, a rough pounding.
Okay. An aggressive kiss.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
What kind of drunk are you, though?
I'm an awesome drunk.
You're an awesome drunk?
I feel like it.
You're probably alright. I enjoy your drunkness.
Yeah.
But we're usually drunk at the same time.
Correct.
So we
don't really know how to gauge each other.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm more of like a horny, goofy kind of drunk.
You do touch my butt a lot when you're drunk.
It's nice. That thing is good.
He told you so much.
Some people get like incredibly rude or mean. Not, that's not me.
Nah.
Get me, you know what I mean? Some cartoons.
Right.
Some pussy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm good.
At the same time?
I get that. Yeah, that sounds rapey.
It does sound rapey.
Yeah. I mean, we're not going to do it at the same time unless she's into that kind of thing.
Right. You'd be SpongeBob player.
Right. You ever been so drunk you went to Denny's, though?
No.
Bad decision if you ever did.
I would imagine.
It's the fucking worst.
Right.
They have the worst food on the planet.
See, last time I went to Denny's, was it delicious?
No. You liked it?
I didn't mind it.
What'd you get?
I got... like 6 eggs and 97 pieces of bacon.
For $2.
And yeah, my bill was $2.25. I love the dollar tip. She was like,
right. Oh, thank you, sir.
The food.
Why did she sound Asian?
thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, me need more lemon, please.
Right. Food that cheap can't be good for you.
No.
Like, I felt like all Denny's, like, I felt like everybody's cafeteria lady from everyone's elementary and childhood.
Right.
Came together and was like, let's make a restaurant.
Let's do this.
Let's call it Denny's.
You know how we can save some money? Let's get some noodles, right. And we'll put those slices of American cheese over the top and call it mac and cheese, baby.
Yeah. Disgusting. I don't even want to talk about this anymore. What else is good? Oh, you know what? Recently just came out. Did it a couple days ago?
I think so, yeah.
The iPhone 6 came out.
Yep.
Are you excited?
I am.
Are you getting it?
I'm going to get it.
Really?
My upgrade's up.
So many people are so excited. I'm not going to see any of my Asian friends for a week now.
How many Asian friends do you have?
One.
One? I can't wait to not see my Asian friend.
It's a solid Asian, though. Right. It's a good one.
He does so many blogs.
Right.
Calculus.
Right.
Yeah.
He's very responsible.
Mm-hmm.
He has ancestral money.
Right.
From a long time ago.
He drives a Yaris.
Yes.
Right.
He likes Mulan.
No, who doesn't like Mulan?
Sorry, no, he doesn't like Mulan.
He does. Mulan.
Right. Yeah.
It's a cartoon.
Right. But honestly, like, I'm over the iPhone.
No, you're not.
It's fucking crazy because unless it has some type of state-of-the-art game-changing app where, like, you know, I don't know, where it can help me fucking, you know, give me a prostate exam or some shit, I don't care.
You know why you care?
Why?
Because you look for a lot of bush.
Right. I mean, the only thing that I do on my phone is I text, talk, and surf porn.
Right.
That's all I do.
That's why you need the iPhone.
No, I can do that with the jitterbug, so...
No, you cannot.
Jitterbug.
Tell me the numbers you're typing in to get to xvideos.com on the jitterbug.
That just goes back to T9, which
it's going
to
be like 999 for X. 144. It's terrible.
Whatever. I can deal with it.
Nope.
Yeah. Let's go find out right now.
All
right. Let's call somebody off back page and do some ecstasy.
Jitterbug.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Ecstasy break?
Ecstasy.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So, Mitch, I'm interested in the King Kong Coletta dong because it's just big enough for me. How can I save money on it, though?
Well, Marie, if you use promo code DEAL48, you'll get the King Kong Coletta dong for 50% off.
Wait, is the King Kong Coletta dong 48 inches, or is that my promo code?
That is your promo code and the girth, so you're getting the best of both worlds.
That's how I like it. Now, do I get anything else special with my King Kong Coletta dong?
Yes, on top of your 50% off, you're also going to get 3 free DVDs and a free gift.
Ooh, but if only it came with free shipping.
Actually, Marie, it does.
Oh,
your King Kong Coletta dong will be at your door for free shipping.
Oh, I can't wait to try my King Kong Coletta dong.
I have one myself, and I love it.
Thanks for the vote of confidence, Mitch.
Deal 48.
What up, bitches?
Back.
And we're back.
Ecstasy. Yeah.
It was good.
It was great.
It was sexual.
It was.
Ticklish. My urethra burns.
Does it mean I have a small wiener? No, yeah, I got a small wiener. It's fine.
Isn't that the pee stream urethra?
Yeah.
It's burning.
It's burning.
It's burning good.
It's gonorrhea burn.
It's a good burn. It's a deep burn. Anyways, coming back, we're actually going to start one of our more popular segments, latex convos.
We are.
Lambskin convos.
Exactly.
Whichever you prefer. That's what we got going.
All right.
So we're going to kind of do what women are yelling when they come.
They don't come.
They don't come?
No. So they didn't yell.
That's not a thing?
We'll say if they were coming, which is fictitious. It doesn't matter.
I've been with a squirter or two.
It's gross.
And I did so much laundry. So much bed laundry. So, so much laundry. Gross. I take snorkels to bed. Snorkels. So here we go. We're going to do the back and forth thing, give our listeners a couple of things to yell out when the man's coming.
Let's do this.
I'll go first.
You're going to go first.
Yep.
Yep.
You ready?
Yep.
We're going to do the voice too?
You're going to do the voice both times.
Okay. Again. Okay. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I'm about to come. Oh, my God. I'm coming. Happy Mother's Day, just in case. That was good. That was good. You got one?
Yep, I got one.
Okay,
all right, go for it.
Doing the voice?
Yep.
All right. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I'm about to.
Do you accept Visa?
Awesome. All right, I like that. I can't really top that. Let me think about it. Okay, all right. Halfsies on an abortion.
Get the punch card. Yeah. It's cheaper.
Yeah, your 10th visit's free.
You're right. Yeah.
I like that. Okay. All right.
Yep.
Go for it.
I need that voice.
Oh shit. Oh fuck. I'm about to come. I'm.
I finished a while ago. I'm just gonna keep going. It's already in there.
It was incredible. All right. I got a good one.
I'm ready.
I'm about to. Oh, fuck. I'm about to fucking come. Oh, shit.
That was intense.
Oh, shit. I'm coming. Oh, your pussy itch is so good.
Scratch.
Bush, yeah. Bush Joey. You got one?
I got one.
That's right. Oh, fuck. I'm about to come. Shit, I'm coming.
You are now with child.
I like that. You're now, you bear child.
You are bearing child.
Right. I got a good one.
Yep.
You ready?
Yep.
Oh, fuck. I'm coming. Shit, I'm about to come. Don't move. Hold still. Wait. Womp, womp, womp.
Why have I heard that so many times before?
I'm gonna go. I just thought I only got one more. That
I got one more too.
You got one more?
Yep.
You go first.
Okay.
All right. Oh, fuck. I'm about to come. Oh, shit. I'm like,
Shazam, and boom goes the dynamite.
All right. My last one.
Yep.
Is for the 90s babies.
90s babies.
Yeah, you ready?
Like born in the 90s?
Just like he grew up in that era.
Good enough.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, fuck. I'm coming. Oh, shit. I'm about to. You've got mail.
AOL, baby.
Yeah. Oh, all right, enough of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Midget sex? Taboo or you're welcome?
Little baby elephant.
Right. What's the shortest woman you're comfortably having sex with?
Oh, 5 foot.
Okay. So like by your bed, is there a sign that says you must be this tall to ride?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So less than 5 foot, you're getting weirded out like you're having sex with like a teeny baby?
Right.
A beanie baby.
Yes. A T-Y beanie baby.
That's what I was getting at. Okay. Yeah. All right. You remember the midget we went to fucking high school with?
I do.
She had the ass of an adult black woman. But the body of Matilda.
Matilda! What a movie.
She actually would have been a smooth transition from me fucking bears to, like, chicks.
Yeah.
Right. But here's the thing.
Because she walks like T-Rex.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, her ass is so big when she walks, she always looks like she's stumbling forward.
Like she's walking to the theme song of Oompa Loompa.
Right. But with her, you know, with her being a possible smooth transition from bears to
correct
to humans,
mm-hmm.
I'm wondering.
Yep.
Do you think she gets her clothes from Build-A-Bear?
I feel like she doesn't get them there, but she could definitely wear them.
Also, here's another. That's very true. Mm-hmm. She could save so much money.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I just thought about.
What?
Have you ever seen more than one midget at one time? Like together?
Oh.
Right?
No.
Yeah.
Never.
Ever.
No.
They are either incredibly independent,
yeah,
or they have like their own like
midget community or something, because where nobody's too short to drink from the water fountain, you know what I mean? Like, very short spouts.
All the water fountains are a foot tall.
Right. Midgets. Are they small adults or grumpy kids?
They're... A little bit of both. Height challenged.
Yeah, sometimes they're always like very mean though. Like,
well, wouldn't you be fucking pissed if you were 3'3"?
I want to know. Here's the thing.
Okay.
Do they enjoy a good slide or a swing still? Because my only reasoning for not going to the playground anymore is that I'm just too goddamn big.
Right.
But if I could fit, guess what I'm doing this weekend?
Swinging.
McDonald's playpen. Also,
the ball pit.
Yeah. Very, very. That's where the cold derived from.
Yeah.
You get flu every time you hop out of that motherfucker.
Your mom's like, we need to give you chicken pox. Let's go to the ball pit at McDonald's.
Also, why are midgets' heads so big?
I think that they grow like at the ass speed.
Ass speed?
You know, like, you know, their ass, you said it's big?
Ah, okay, okay.
Their ass speed?
He's trying to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
For a balance, they need to maintain
that. Right, well, I think that that's where we got bobbleheads from, though.
Okay, that their head and ass has to be big to balance them out, because, like, did you know that if you cut, like, a cat's whisker, they would be, like, so off balance they couldn't even walk straight?
Is that true?
True story.
Holy shit.
Please do it.
Tequila, I'm coming for you.
You have a dog named Crone and a cat named Tequila.
I do. I have a problem.
You're a Mexican, or you have an alcohol problem.
I probably have both.
Nice, I like that. Okay, all right. But their heads are very big.
They're so big.
I feel like they possess, like, some infinite knowledge. Like,
right.
Like, they bestow all the secrets of the universe
they
behind their forehead.
Right. They can move objects when they stare at them. Right. Yeah.
They
do have big heads.
They can do magic for real.
They have... They can. Right. Siegfried and Roy just has a bunch of midgets everywhere.
Yeah, David Blaine, mm-hmm. and what's the other guy's name? Chris Angel. None but
mind freak.
None but tall midgets.
Makes sense. I don't know enough about science to disprove that.
Right.
So.
Boom. Here's the other thing that I'm wondering with midgets that I need to ask.
Hmm.
You know how I enjoy a Lunchable here and there.
Yeah, I love Lunchables.
Lunchables are good.
I love them.
But for a midget, is that a snack? Or a buffet? Like, that's a legit question. You know,
I
really
mean? Is. Yeah.
Can they eat the same as adults, or does, like, a Happy Meal do it for them? You know what I mean? With a high C, you know, I need to know.
You think they get charged for the Happy Meal, or, like, just a normal price?
Do you think they get children admissions tickets at the movies?
That's a good question.
Do they enjoy, like, no, the cartoon?
You have a big head.
Yeah.
You're a midget.
Yeah, you're not tricking anyone.
You're an adult.
You're not getting that head in a 3T neck t-shirt. Have you ever seen a midget's foot?
No.
Okay, well, let me describe it for you. Let me help you
out. Wait, why do you know a midget foot?
Have you ever played with Silly Putty before? Like, you squish it in your hand?
Yeah.
Midget foot. Very discombobulated.
My question, how do you know midget foot? Have you had sex with a midget?
No, just like I told you, first thing I look at when I meet a chick is her foots.
Wait.
That high school chick? Yeah. I was like, look at your foots.
Foots.
Look fucking weird.
Foots. Her brains.
Right. No, that's not where I saw it. I did see one on TV, though.
Okay.
TLC, of course. Also saw.
Your stupid show?
Yeah. Little couple. Yeah, I saw the chick's foot.
The midget married.
It looked like the chicken wing that is really weird looking that you don't want to eat when you finish the chicken.
It looks like she says, "Grab my strong hand."
It looks like the piece of the blunt one, like you roll a blunt and everyone's passing it around and it comes down to the roach and, like, you're trying to hit that. Everybody be like, "Nah, I'm good." That was a midget foot. But you know what else I saw on TLC?
Hmm.
It was a really good, really good documentary.
That doesn't happen.
Pregnant and Paralyzed.
Is that a real documentary on TLC?
Yes. Just watched it 4 or 5 days ago.
This is why I don't watch TLC.
Really?
For shows called Pregnant and Paralyzed.
It's because the first thing that I'm thinking about when I hear that is awesome.
Really?
To be paralyzed and fucking? Like, that's commitment, you know what I mean? Like, but more importantly, questionable, because... how is that happening? If you're paralyzed from the waist down, like, how does your vagina factory work? You know what I mean? Shouldn't there be workers outside, you know, like pussy boycotting, saying they want like more pay before they work again?
Shame on paralyzed vagina.
You know what I mean? Like, for a paralyzed pussy, I feel like, you know, to get that rustic lookout, you know, they need to have the Property Brothers come through and knock that fucking dust off the pussy, you know? Reupholster your shit.
One of them is saying, you should go somewhere else. The other one is saying, I can rebuild this one.
That's what the Property Brothers do.
You're welcome.
Yeah, they take the rustic look. Out
they do
and bring the you know what I mean, more
modern
look in. Boom, there it is.
Yeah, whoop, there it is.
Also, another question just thought of:
what
did she fake it? Because if she said anything along the lines of "oh, that feels so good," she's a goddamn liar being paralyzed, right?
That would feel so good if I wasn't paralyzed. Right. That's what she says.
Oh my god, I think you're doing me so good, but I can't feel this right now.
Joe Swanson style.
Maybe she has one hell of an imagination.
Right.
Take that into consideration. Yes. As if getting a chick to come wasn't hard enough already. Now
it's impossible.
Right. Now I've got a chick that fucking... I got to get a chick to bust who has no feeling below the waist. You know what I mean?
Right.
Talk about setting me up for failure. You know what I would do?
What?
To get her to come? I'm tickling the shit out of her nipples.
You're tickling them? Tickling them.
Isn't that what you do with nipples? Especially if she's paralyzed from the waist.
Right.
Down.
Yeah, yeah.
I suck nipples.
You suck them?
True story, I read this today. Every time your nipples get hard, you lose 3 to 6 calories. That's how you burn.
Oh my goodness, really? Mm-hmm.
True story.
Well, I'm going to get about 30 calories off here in the next couple minutes.
You flip them 5 times each.
More or less.
More or less.
I fucking hate sayings like that. More or less.
They're the worst.
That makes no sense.
Stupid.
More or less. What the fuck does that even mean?
It doesn't mean anything.
It means nothing.
It means more or less.
Right. Like, let me give you an example.
Okay.
Are you hungry?
Yeah.
More or less. What the fuck does that fucking mean? Like, are you fucking retarded? It could all be so simple. Yes or no? You know what I mean? You're more hungry or you're less hungry? Like,
stupid.
What? Another stupid ass saying.
To tell you the truth.
To tell you the truth.
No, fucking lie to me, you stupid asshole.
People should start off that with, to fucking lie about it for a second here.
You know what? If I wasn't being honest, please do.
Seriously. Oh my god, fucking stupid. Another one. Can't judge a book by its color. Or by its color. That was so racist.
Well, I guess it would be.
Can't judge a book by its cover. Can't judge a book by its cover.
Cover, color, I guess.
Right. But even with that saying, I've been to numerous scholastic book fairs in my life. And every time I decide which Goosebump book I'm going to read.
Right.
By the goddamn cover.
Absolutely.
You know? It's
the most colors.
Yeah.
And how scary it was.
Goosebumps books are solid. Covers.
Exactly. Yeah. The textured covers. Yep.
Did you read Goosebumps?
I did.
Right. I browsed through them.
I read them.
I skimmed them.
First couple pages in the end.
Yeah. Yeah. I was the first person to actually Spark Notes Goosebumps.
Just so you can talk about it.
Right. Yeah,
you can say that again.
Yeah, because people say...
That's another one.
Here's another saying. It's the inside that counts.
That's terrible.
Fuck
ugly
that.
People.
Unless you're talking about pussy, that goddamn statement means nothing.
Ugly people. Hey, she's got a beautiful inside.
That's something ugly people say.
Yeah.
Like, you saw your wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you thought when you saw her, look at that white ass. Like, I want that.
I want some of that.
Sexually. You weren't like, she looks like she has a genuine soul.
A beautiful inside.
Right.
She's a very big heart.
Oh, she's so kind-hearted. No one says that when you're like,
no.
So what is it that, you know, attracted you to your wife? You know what? She couldn't have been more generous. Fuck that shit today. Another one, though. Can't have your cake and eat it, too.
It's terrible.
Stupid.
Why can't you have them both?
Seriously.
It's your fucking cake.
Here we go. What birthday have you had where you get a cake and you're like, cool. I'm content with just getting the cake, you know? Eating is not required.
Awesome. I love the cake, guys.
Yeah.
Can't eat it.
Too many Weight Watchers points.
So many.
Never, you know?
You know, here's one that goes with the cake.
You got one?
Can't make an omelet without breaking some eggs. Stupid.
No shit, motherfucker.
So fucking dumb.
Who's attempting to make an omelet without eggs? Like, let's make an omelet. Where's, I'm gonna need 16 Q-tips, a screwdriver, some duct tape, and some Robitussin.
A lot of milk. So dumb.
Fucking stupid. How about when in Rome?
Fuck that.
What the fuck does that even mean, when in Rome? Okay, if we're when in Rome, what... Sightsee? Because, like, that's what I'm doing if I'm in Rome. Like,
well, when we're in Rome.
Right, I know. Do us how the Romans do, whatever.
Stupid.
Does someone have a Roman in their, like, MySpace top 8 to tell me, like, just what a Roman does? Like,
you can't tell me what to do.
All right. Another one.
Can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Ah! Can't teach an old dog new tricks.
That's fucking stupid.
Stupid and false, because I want to say your dog is a...
149?
Right, you got her from the pound or something like that, right?
And she learned some new tricks.
You touch your dog... I've seen your dog scratch her vagina across the cement outside.
She has. That's in a trick. Circles.
Right.
I'm like, hey... Vagina thing. Yeah, around outside.
That's talent.
On the concrete.
That's talent. Mm-hmm. Another one that I hate.
Which one?
110%.
You can't give 110%.
It's not fucking possible, it's right?
Impossible.
Right. Does life come with extra credit? You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure 100% is it. Like, anything over 100%, you're a comic book character and Batman's coming after you.
Right. The hardest I try to anything is 74%.
Right.
Can't win them all.
Can't win them all.
Yes, you can.
Right. Floyd Mayweather said, fuck off, because he's never lost.
57-0, baby.
Right. What was the dude's name? From the I Spy.
Well, it's Eddie Murphy. Hey, I know that.
Kelly Robinson.
Kelly Robinson.
57-0, baby.
Is that what you see? That's scary.
That's scary. You call 007 to call me 009 and a half. You know?
Get it? Because his penis.
Right. Right. Another saying. Feeling some type of way. Fucking shut
you,
up.
You know what would be faster? If you just said you're stupid feeling.
Right. I'm sad. Or whatever. Because you're acknowledging you feel a certain way.
A certain way.
So you know what way that is. You're either happy, sad, right. Mad, angry, disappointed, mm-hmm. overwhelmed.
Yep.
Nervous.
You're right.
Dizzy. Mm-hmm. Cautious.
That was impressive.
Yeah. You know what you're feeling, so just acknowledge it. Don't
just say it.
Don't. It's not a mystery. Don't. Right. I feel some type of way. Like,
figure
what
it out.
What way is she feeling?
Figure it out.
You know what I mean? Another saying that I hate.
Which one?
Stop, you're hurting me.
I haven't heard that.
You've not heard that?
Never.
I've heard it frequently, and every time I'm like, come on, really?
No, and stop have never stopped me before.
Right, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Oh, you know what?
What?
You've said one that I don't like.
Which one?
Will you marry me?
I did say that.
So stupid.
I did say that.
Why did you say it?
Oh, I like her, you know? I mean, I'm
on a scale of 1 to 2.
Okay.
How much do you like her?
2.
2?
That's a lot.
God damn it.
It's like the top of the chain there.
It is. Gross. Have you expressed this to her?
She's gonna hear it soon.
Really?
Yeah.
You kiss her?
I do.
In public?
I do.
That's love. Yeah. My last girlfriend, I walked 6 feet behind her like, hey, bitch, don't look back. That's what you do in relationships, right?
Yeah, that's just, a normal thing.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, it's fine.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Another saying that I don't like. Are you 18 yet?
How many times do you hear that?
I've said it a couple times. But I don't like when I say it, because I honestly feel like if you don't wear a backpack regularly,
right?
Fair game.
Right, it makes sense.
Even if you're in high school and carry a folder, like you're mature for your age.
You know what's going on. Yeah. You're wearing this. Yeah, I got
you. You get that?
Yeah,
absolutely.
And maybe here's her restraining order.
Uh-huh.
That's a good one.
Don't call me anymore.
That's another good one.
Stupid. What do you mean, don't call me
Stop
anymore?
Stop texting every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Stupid bitch.
I'm blocking you. I've heard that a couple of times. Do you play basketball,
Get
bitch?
Get off my lawn.
What do you mean you're blocking me? I don't date black guys. I heard that saying a couple of times, too.
You heard that?
Yeah, I've heard it. I've heard it once or twice. I've lived in Arizona enough to hear
sure,
I don't date black guys. Heard I don't like black guys. I've heard... Fuck off, black guy.
Fucking Jan Brewer.
I've heard, are you a black guy? I've heard, How much of a black guy are you? Oh man, that's enough of that. How many out jefes have you had?
This is number six.
Number six?
Yep.
I feel like you took it easy today.
I did.
Yeah?
Took it easy. I had six El Jefes and one Summer Brew because it was there.
You must have drove a motorcycle here or
something. I did. I drove a moped.
A moped?
Yeah. A Vespa.
Saving on gas.
Yeah. You're going to be behind me.
Yeah.
You're grabbing my waist.
I am going to be behind you in lots of ways.
You are.
Yeah.
What's up? Deep V. More Like Radio. We're your favorite podcasts.
That's true.
I'm Ski Ray.
I'm Mike.
We want to thank everybody who came and listened to us like it's the 1940s.
Right.
And I mean, no TV.
Right.
This is on the internet.
This is on the interweb.
Right. We hope you gathered around an old wooden radio.
Right.
And like tuned AM-ly but internet-ly onto DV.
And you still call the television the telly.
Right.
You're like, oh, the telly's on.
The tube.
The tube.
Right.
Be quiet. The radio's going.
Right. Why don't you give a couple of special shout-outs here. I want to talk about Fringe Audio.
Okay.
Everybody look up Fringe Audio on Facebook or on Google. Woo! You can find Google. Then I also want to shout out Midgets.
Midgets!
All of our midget followers, we love you. The midget segment was a joke, but a real joke, but not a real one.
But like, I know how much time you take to turn like the TV on and like... You have to reach so high. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah, like you
do a lot.
They go through a lot.
They do.
Could you imagine having to climb onto a toilet daily?
No.
I couldn't either.
I couldn't.
Right.
They think that's Mount Everest.
A bathtub is hazardous.
You know what? Who's the shortest person to reach Mount Everest? To climb that bad boy? Because I feel like they're doing a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough being short.
It is. Yeah, I would imagine.
There's lots of things that you don't think about being short.
Right. I'm not short, so.
Right. You always are on the bottom of the fucking class picture.
Correct.
You know, they go shortest to tallest.
But they get to see your full body.
Yeah, right. You know what I mean? Yeah.
You know what they see? My neck and my face. My best parts.
Tall guy. Yeah. Also, I want to shout out our Asian listeners. I like Asians.
Mm-hmm.
My one Asian friend.
Me love you long time.
More new Asian friends to come. We can go do Asian stuff. We can like we can race Mitsubishi Lancers.
That's what eclipses.
Asian. We can
right.
We can do multiplication.
We can drift in circles.
Division, calculus,
right.
Statistics.
pretty much everything.
Absolutely.
Except for like very like physical sports.
Yeah. Also, AZ Chive.
Yeah.
Shout out to AZ Chive.
I'm wearing one today. I'm wearing a shirt today.
Yeah.
Wearing the Arizona Chive shirt.
Yeah. AZ Chive's actually starting up a podcast.
No, Chive is.
The Chive is.
The real Chive, yeah.
The Chive. DV Podcast. Holler at us, baby.
You'd like us, right?
All of our listeners, go follow us on Facebook. Just look us up as DV.
DV.
Instagram is Official DV.
Right.
Twitter is at Official DV.
Correct.
And if you want to email us questions or you're just concerned about our well-being or lifestyle,
right.
That goes to OfficialDV@gmail.com.
That's a real thing. So, yeah. I get that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what? Just fucking go to Google. Type in DV Podcast. You'll find us.
Also, still looking for more booby and booty pictures.
With zero.
Yeah. It's not happening yet.
Annoying.
I got a feeling it's coming.
Is it?
I hope so. So we got Fringe Audio one. Ass Cheeks coming in.
You're running the Gmail on Tuesday.
All right. We'll see everybody next week, you guys.
DB.